Thanks for pushing play on the freshest 15 minutes of your day. This is the Morologue for Tuesday, February 6th. Taco Tuesday for some. It's also National Chopsticks Day. And because it is 2024, I went and looked. There is video evidence online of people eating tacos with chopsticks. It's the attention economy, remember? And thanks to Morologue researcher Wikipedia, I'd like to turn our attention to the history of chopsticks for a moment. Oh, and if by some chance you aren't familiar with chopsticks, they're shaped pairs of equal length sticks that have been used as kitchen and eating utensils in most of East Asia for over 3,000 years. They are held in the dominant hand, secured by fingers, and wielded as extensions of the hand to pick up food. You still with me? They are smoothed and frequently tapered. They are traditionally made of wood, bamboo, metal, ivory, and ceramics, and in modern days, increasingly available in non-traditional materials such as plastic, stainless steel, and even titanium. Speaking from first-hand experience, it does require practice to master the use of chopsticks as an eating utensil. I'm still working on it. Put it this way, if chopsticks were the only delivery device for food to your mouth, I could bathe in a garden hose. Originating in China, chopsticks have become more accepted in connection with East Asian food in the West. Now, the first chopsticks were used for cooking, stirring the fire, serving or seizing bits of food, and not as eating utensils. Now, one reason was that before the Han Dynasty, millet was predominant in North China, Korea, and parts of Japan. And while chopsticks were used for cooking, millet porridge was eaten with spoons at that time. Chopsticks began to be used as eating utensils during the Han Dynasty as rice consumption increased. Now, during this period, spoons continued to be used alongside chopsticks as eating utensils. It wasn't until the Ming Dynasty that chopsticks came into exclusive use for both serving and eating. And that's where they acquired the present shape. Now, the English word chopstick may have derived from Chinese pidgin English, in which chop chop meant quickly. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the earliest published use of the word is in the 1699 book Voyages and Descriptions by William Dampier. And I quote, "They are called by the English seamen chopsticks." Now, another possibility is that the term is derived from chow or chow chow, which is also a pidgin word stemming from Southeast Asia, meaning food. Thus, chopsticks would simply mean food sticks. Hey, Chopsticks is also the title of one of the first songs you learn to play on the piano. It has nothing to do with the eating utensil. Researcher Wikipedia found out that its original name is the celebrated Chop Waltz, and it was composed by a 16-year-old English schoolgirl by the name of Euphemia Allen. With the help of her music publisher brother, she was able to publish her first and only music work. She's a one-hit wonder under the pen name Arthur DeLully in 1877. Yeah, as you can imagine, at that time, she didn't have hopes of her music going very far under the name of a female composer. Well, chopsticks is now ubiquitous. The 1988 movie Big featured chopsticks in a memorable scene involving star Tom Hanks and the late Robert Loggia. It is a movie recommendation for pals of the podcast, The Rekardashians. And yes, Slaylister can watch it too. Hey, the Ree Kardashians, they're daily recipients of my attempts to play the piano keyboard. Today, they can expect the keyboard warrior versions of songs from the likes of Rick Astley, Axl Rose, and Bob Marley. All three singers were born on this day. Now, unfortunately, Marley passed away in 1981 at the age of 36 from melanoma. One of the most influential and iconic musicians of all time, Bob Marley was also the ganja god who supported the legalization of cannabis. I have a painting of him directly above my keyboard that serves as daily inspo. His songs have inspired millions of people around the world with their messages of peace, love, and social justice. Among his many hits, one song stands out as his most famous and beloved. One Love. Yeah, it's a song that transcends genres, cultures, and generations. A song that expresses a vision of harmony and solidarity among all people, regardless of race, religion, or nationality. One Love is a song that has become a global anthem for social change, human rights, and environmental awareness. So it's no surprise that One Love is in the title of the upcoming biographical musical drama chronicling his rise to fame up until his death. Bob Marley, One Love, stars 37-year-old British actor Kingsley Benadire as Marley, and no surprise, Bob Marley, One Love, premieres in America on the day dedicated to love, February 14. I mentioned British singer Rick Astley celebrating his birthday. He is 58, known for his 80s chart toppers, Together Forever and Never Gonna Give You Up. You may have seen the video for the 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, even if you weren't meaning to. Meaning, you may have been the target of a Rickroll. Rickroll is an internet meme involving the unexpected appearance of the Astley video. It's a type of bait and switch, usually using a disguised hyperlink that leads to the music video. When one clicks on a seemingly unrelated link, the site with the music video loads instead of what was expected, and they have been Rickrolled. Hey, I can think of worse things. The song slaps. The meme has also extended to use the song's lyrics or singing it in unexpected context. And yes, Rick Astley himself has also been Rickrolled on several occasions. And I also told you earlier that a bona fide bipolar rock and roller, Axl Rose, is receiving happy birthday messages today. The Guns N' Roses frontman is 62. He also happens to be the band's sole constant member since it formed in 1985. He possesses a distinctive and powerful wide-ranging voice, and if you ask me, November Rain is his magnum opus. The February rain is wreaking havoc here in Southern California. Like Albert Hammond sang, it never rains in Southern California. It pours, man. It pours. Well, Boku bucks are being poured into artificial intelligence, and while I fully expect it to one day render my skill set obsolete, this is the podcast of positivity. So let me talk about the positive ways AI is impacting society. An AI chatbot helped increase the number of patients referred for mental health services through England's National Health Service, the NHS, particularly among underrepresented groups who are less likely to seek help. This all according to some new research. The study from the AI company Limbic examined data, and that's how you say it in England, from 129,400 people visiting websites to refer themselves to 28 mental health services across England, half of which used the chatbot on their website and half of which did not. Now, the number of referrals from services using the Limbic chatbot rose by 15% during the study's 3-month time period compared with just a 6% rise in referrals for the services that weren't using it. And while AI is changing the way we live on Earth, each and every second, it is also going to transform space exploration. Speaking of which, Oleg Kononenko now holds the human record for most time in space. He hit 879 cumulative days this past Sunday. The Russian cosmonaut's current mission runs until late September, meaning he will have racked up more than 1,110 total days. He told Russian news service TASS that he is proud of all his achievements, but he's more proud that the record for the total duration of human stay in space is still held by a Russian cosmonaut. It was Soviet cosmonaut Gennady Padalka, who retired in 2017 after a nearly 20-year career, who previously held the top spot with 878 days, 11 hours, 29 minutes, and 48 seconds. Now, according to who you ask, I have already set this record and then some, having spent the majority of my life with a look like I was in space. Hello, anybody there? Morrow, we're trying to talk to you, buddy. One of the shows I am currently watching is the American science fiction drama on Apple TV Plus. The series dramatizes an alternate history depicting what would have happened if the global space race had never ended after the Soviet Union succeeds in the first crewed moon landing ahead of the United States. The title is inspired by the lunar plaque left on the moon by the crew of Apollo 11, which reads, in part, "We came in peace for all mankind." Well, I have a feeling the subject of this next story is going to benefit mankind. The Good News Network writes, after receiving the same IQ score as Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking on a test, a young immigrant to the UK joined a pretty cool club, or as Mr. Larry David would say, pretty, pretty, pretty cool club, to make new friends. Mensa is an international group for high IQ individuals founded in 1947. The group welcomes children and adults in the 98th percentile of IQs worldwide in order to share ideas and help them reach their full potential. 12-year-old Cyrus Leung was born in Hong Kong and was accepted into the Mensa Society after passing his test with 160, just 2 points short of the highest score. Cyrus, who loves to play the piano and also enjoys science and math, is, he has a 160 IQ and he enjoys science and math, plays the piano. I mean, the glasses, the IQ, as if that weren't enough to give it away. Mensa, by the way, based on the Latin word for table, which inspires the idea of coming together to sit as equals. Chapters exist in over 100 countries, but the three largest are Germany, the UK, and the United States. And no, it's much less than a skull and bone society type organization, and much more like the membership to an academic journal, as the activities involve writing in publications and holding workshops and events around ideas. Well, today's Morrovation comes from the aforementioned Albert Einstein. Do not grow old, no matter how long you live. Never cease to stand like curious children before the great mystery into which we were born. Thank you for listening to the Morrologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Mora, one is the shit.